1. To his father. May the 10th, 1838. My dear good father, can you really think that your son is asking too much when he applies to you for an allowance? God be my witness that not for self-interest, nor even in actual extremist need, could I ever wish to despoil you in any way. How bitter it is to have to ask my flesh and blood a favour which so heavily oppresses them. I have my own head, my own hands. Were I but free and independent, I should never have asked you for so much as a kopeck. I should have injured myself to the bitterest poverty. I should have been ashamed to write from my very deathbed asking for support. As things are, I can only console you with promises for the future. However, that future is no longer a distant one, and time will convince you of its reality. At present, I beg you, dearest Papa, to reflect that, in the literal sense of the word, I serve. I must, whether I wish it or not, conform to the obligations of my immediate environment. Why should I set up as an exception? Such exceptional attitudes, moreover, are often attended by the greatest unpleasantnesses. You will readily understand this, dear Papa. You have mixed enough with men to do that. And therefore consider, please, the following points. Life in camp for every student of the military academy demands at least 40 rubles. I write this because I am addressing my father. In that sum are not included such necessities as tea, sugar, etc. Yet all those things I must have as well. Assuredly not only as comforts, but as sheer indispensables. When one has to sleep in a canvas tent during damp and rain, or when, in such weather, one returns weary and chilled from practice, one may easily fall ill for want of tea, as I have frequently experienced in former years at these times. But I want to consider your difficulties, and so I will give up tea altogether, and ask you only for the barest necessary of all, 16 rubles for 2 pairs of ordinary boots. Again, I must keep my things, such as books, footgear, writing materials, paper, etc., somewhere or other. I need for that a trunk, for in camp there is no kind of shelter but the tents. Our beds are bundles of straw covered with sheets. Now I ask you, where, without a trunk, am I to keep my things? You must know that the Treasury does not care in the least whether I have one or not. For the exams will soon be over, and then I shall need no books, and as it is supposed to look after my uniform, I ought not to require boots, etc. But how can I pass the time without books? And the boots with which we are supplied are so bad that 3 pairs scarcely see one through 6 months, even in the town. Here follows a further catalogue of necessary purchases. From your last remittance, I have laid by 15 rubles. So you see, dear Papa, that I need at least 25 more. We break up camp in the beginning of June. If you will stand by your son in his bitter need, send him this money by the 1st of June. I dare not insist upon my petition. I am not asking too much, but my gratitude will be boundless.